the home invasions, the CPS is coming to snatch your babies. These confiscations, the conversations that operating within the zone trading.
We check the line real quick. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear
okay,
me?
Perfect. Yeah, do you have me on speaker or do you have me on your headset? You sound a little bit tinny.
I don't use the headset. I just use the
oh, you do?
Mic
okay,
out of
I have, okay, mic. All right, we'll get through this. What's going on? Welcome back to the P. Santilli Show. And ladies and gentlemen, to introduce David Laurie Vanderbeek to our new listeners on the Republic Broadcasting Network nationwide, Mr. David Laurie Vanderbeek. Actually, you called me several months before you actually started running for Senate, but you started out here on the Pete Santilli Show as a caller, as a concerned citizen, as a family man, and he just said, you know what, I'm going to get up and do something. And he ran for office in the state of Nevada for the Senate seat. By the way, how is your candidacy going in Nevada?
Well, you know, I think it's accomplished more than anybody thought possible. I was invited. You know, I just accepted the invitation. I didn't, you know, ask to run for this office. They asked me if I would, and I said yes. And so I've just done everything that I could do for free, and we've achieved, I guess, 7%.
Out of the phones, since it's open line Friday, it's Doug in San Antonio.
I'm sorry about that, David.
That's okay. So, you know, I think we've achieved quite a bit by being able to be mentioned in the national polls as a third-party candidate. I tried to get Infowars.com to cover that because that was I thought it was a big deal, but, you know, what can you say?
You tried to get them to do it, huh?
You know, I just contacted them and said, you know, hey, this is something – you know, you've been investigating this, and this is something that people should know. I was awoken, I guess is the right word, by Infowars.com to a lot of truth. And so I thought that they would be interested to know that I had promoted a lot of the information that they had put out and that I was running as a truther candidate. But they never, you know, they were never interested. And even though we were making it into the polls and they could have helped, you know, even increase the knowledge in that regard. But it is what it is. I just, you know, that's just one of the thoughts that I would share. Because I know you've been looking at that, the alternative media, and I think you're right. There's the more that I look at it, the more we need to be reflective on every story.
We have to reflect, but, you know, we have to cover the important stuff and get it out there to the best of our ability, of course, right? That's how we recover from the questions that we have, correct?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. All right, good. So what's hot on your mind now? You cover and you stay very close to current events and news. What's hot on your mind with regards to the news since the last time we spoke to you last Friday?
Well, it sounds like there's these, you know, I've been following a lot of stories. In fact, one of my main news sources is what you brought me to, and that was Before's News. And so I use that in conjunction with Drudge now. And there's these, I don't know if you've seen the stories about Valerie Jarrett saying that after they win, there's going to be hell to pay, and they're going to take revenge on anybody that opposed the Obama administration. I don't know. Did you notice that? I'm not sure.
That's beautiful. We have some reciprocating threats that we're going to be issuing here. David, you stay right there. This is a short segment for the introduction, and then when we come back, we're going to dig into this stuff, and we're going to give Valerie Jarrett the big middle finger. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Pete Santilli Show. I'm your host, Pete Santilli, joined by David Laurie Vanderbeek every Friday. We'll be back right after this message.
Get your credit repaired today at greatcreditnow.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be.
If you want to call, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you want to speak to us, taking your calls. And I'm with David Lori Vanderbeek. He is the candidate for U.S. Senate out of the state of Nevada. Welcome back, David.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Sorry for that interruption there, but go ahead and carry on with where you were.
Well, I was just there's this article, Valerie Jarrett, after we win this election, it's our turn, payback time. There's that source, and I'm just curious about, you know, what do they mean by that? Payback, I mean, would you say that? Let's say you won an election. Why would a leader of this nation even make a statement like that? You know,
because they come from that Chicago mafia style. You know, Valerie Jarrett, okay, I don't know about you, but did you elect Valerie Jarrett? Did you elect Valerie Jarrett yourself?
No, she's, what is she? They call her Obama's brain. What is that?
She's part of the administration. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't think constitutionally she should be in such a strong position of power. Do you?
Well, yeah, I mean, how can she? I mean, I get he has every right to have people advise him. But what? Who is she? Yeah, exactly. What is she?
She says, after we win the election, it's our turn. retaliation, essentially, she's calling for, correct?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and against who? I mean, anybody who opposed the Obama being reelected? I mean, that is not what the office of the president is about. It's not about, I mean, that's like when you're talking to somebody who thinks of themselves as a dictatorship or an oligarchy, that they're going to take revenge on anybody who opposed them. That's not the history of the American political process. There's this other contrary article that I read. It's about a White House insider. It's from the same Ulsterman report, and I don't know that this is, you know, perfectly true. But then there's the other piece that there's this White House insider that says that Romney is going to win unless.
You know what, David? Can I be frank with you? As I'm always frank with you, can I be frank with you right now?
Yes.
I couldn't even care less who wins. I couldn't even care less by the presence of the high top wearing NDAA basketball dribbling Barack Obama and his Chicago Mafia leader Valerie Jarrett. I didn't freaking vote for her butt. All right, we need to kick them out of the White House. Romney going into the White House is not going to be any better. Are you going to? You're going to vote. I'm not going to vote. I'm so sick and tired of this political wrangling, determining which party, who both of them have been involved in destroying our country, which party's going to be in charge of the collapse that's coming ultimately. What we need to prepare for is not who's going to win, because it doesn't even matter who's going to win. There will be a collapse. I think that we need to fight to make sure that everyone is well aware that if the internet goes off, that if martial law is declared, that if any of those circumstances take place, then they are done. We shut Washington, D.C. down, and we go back to the states. We'll take care of our own stuff. Shut the federal government down, okay,
well,
if it fails.
I add this point? I get that. I think it's not exciting, and I agree with that. There's nothing exciting about voting for the president, to be honest with you. The other aspect of that I would add is there a local candidate that you might know well enough that you would feel comfortable voting for? You know, there are local elections that may make a difference. Something to consider, you know?
Yeah, no. As a matter of fact, I'm not taking away from that. I mean, if you have a local candidate, he's a normal human being, somebody like yourself that's running for office. I mean, you make it very, very clear that you're not part of the establishment. When you get up at the podium and you speak, somebody like you, absolutely go vote for a candidate like that. Cast your vote. But as far as candidacy for president, or if you're voting for a Republican or a Democrat, anyone who votes for a Republican or Democrat is an idiot. Put your
feet Let me dovetail on that, because I actually watched the last debate, the final debate, and the strange thing that kind of struck me is that when I was listening to Mitt Romney, okay, let me just step back from just say I'm not a candidate, I'm just a human being listening to these two people talk, Obama and Romney. If I didn't know better, I would have thought Romney was more bloodthirsty than Obama.
David, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Of course. He's fighting for his political life. There's a little bit of ego involved, but who cares? Who cares what he's fighting for? Who cares how much fire he has? Once he gets in, it's going to be the same old thing, just like Barack Obama did. Barack Obama fought a great, great match, didn't he, in the last election? He got in. What did he do? Smooth sailing. He's all the way in working for the banksters, handing money out, and continuing to destroy our country. That's exactly what Romney's going to do. So how much theater they present to me is not going to convince me that a Democrat or Republican president is going to do anything. We need to completely and totally disinfect Washington, D.C. from the political establishment. Is that radical? Absolutely radical. You know why? Because the alternative, you're about to see what happens. FEMA camps, martial law, and absolute tyranny is the alternative to what I'm proposing.
Yeah, let me just qualify that I think Obama will continue to be a horrible president, and that there's this some kind of sentiment that Romney wouldn't be as bad as him. And that's kind of what I'm just pointing out, that if you thought that Obama was bloodthirsty and that he shouldn't have won the Nobel Peace Prize, you know, you just need to wait until Romney gets in there, because that brings us to kind of the subject of Iran, because Iran, you were talking about how that's going to be back on the schedule, right, as far as, you know, going to war. And Romney is much more embedded with Israel, which means that whoever Israel wants to go to war with, you know, we're more likely, possibly, with Romney to go to war faster. I don't know. I mean, I'm speculating.
I agree with that. One thing I will say is that if Barack Obama comes close to winning, if he wins, there will be a military coup. There will be a military coup. Romney would probably, if Romney wins, and you're right, he will side with throwing American bodies under the bus for the sake of saving the nation of Israel. He'll do that. He'll sacrifice everything. Funds, bodies, everything. He'll do everything he can. But if Obama's in, do you think, have you been hearing any rumblings about the military coup that's brewing?
No. Are we talking about generals opposing Obama?
Yeah, let me share this with you, okay? And this actually came from Press TV. And you have to understand that this isn't just a made-up story, because there's some truth in this story here. And we're getting it from Press TV, which is Iranian. The Obama administration has had American military both on domestic and foreign bases on high alert since October 1st. However, there has been no known terrorist enemy threatening the U.S. The enemy is called domestic, but its origins are far from American. Today, and this article was written just a few days ago on October 29th, Rear Admiral Charles Goette was fired from his command of one of three carrier battle groups back to Bremerton, Washington, to face an investigation. It is possible to adequately state how unusual this is and how serious. The Navy was clear that the charges had nothing to do with his personal conduct, no rape or sexual misconduct, no stolen money, no drug use, the things that usually bring down careers in the Navy. That and crashing ships into each other, of course. You know, you can't crash a ship. But I think that in the highest levels, especially in light of what happened with Benghazi, that these military commanders are fed up with this level of communism and loyalty to something global that we shouldn't be participating in. What do you think?
Well, I think the final straw with the Benghazi affair and the execution of Christopher Stevens was, for me, when it was discovered that the CIA was observing it with the drones. So they're watching the whole thing unfold.
Yeah. The Navy SEALs,
and that's coupled
Navy
with,
SEALs are pissed off as a result.
Who is?
The Navy SEALs? I mean, all of the military commanders are ticked off because they were given orders to stand down when American lives were being lost, and they were watching it on TV unfold.
Yeah, so they're understanding. That's the awakening that we're talking about, that we've continued to talk about, where we have to. This is what's so powerful. This is what I've loved about campaigning. I knew from the outset, well, my party leadership told me it would be a miracle. It would be a miracle if we got 6% in the election. And we're polling at about 7 to 8%, so we're doing even better than a miracle in this tight race.
Yep.
But that the David, beauty...
David, stay right there. We're going to come back. We're going to have about five minutes more left after this break, okay? Stay right there. We'll wrap it up here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm with David Lori Vanderbeek, Senate candidate for U.S. Senate out of Nevada. And he joins me every Friday. He's here on this Friday. And we're talking about stuff that is important in the news that we all need to be paying attention to, because you notice, you know, prefabricated hurricane stories just kind of kick all this important stuff off to the side. You know, $43 trillion lawsuits, Benghazi, stuff like that, military coups. You know, let's bring a hurricane in to distract everyone.
Yeah. Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
All right, David, we're back. And our time clock is a little bit different now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I think you already noticed that, right?
Yeah. How much time we got?
We have about five more minutes left. As soon as you hear the music come up here at about the 28:40 mark, we'll be okay. But listen, I want to ask you this. Just so many things that are so concerning about what's happening in the news. We haven't had a chance to talk about the hurricane. Do you believe that this hurricane, I believe this, I want to see if you agree with it. Do you believe that there's a possibility that this hurricane could have been manufactured to create this entire distraction around all of these very, very important news stories that should be consuming these politicians?
Well, the question, we'll have to see how it's actually used, because how it's used, will the election results be delayed? You know, I will be very interested to know how the elections will be held or how the final results will be tallied as a result of the disruption. So we have to look at how the disruption's used. I think, you know, if it's some kind of false flag, weather weapons. We know weather weapons and weather modification are real, but I don't know. It doesn't appear that it's helping Obama, because if you look at Drudge, everything on Drudge right now is about how the people are hating their life right now and it's breaking down society, that doesn't seem to be, if somebody's manufacturing this, they're manufacturing it to hurt Obama. That's kind of what it feels like. What are your thoughts?
I think Drudge definitely has some bias there. Definitely in favor of saving Israel. That's exactly what his bias is. So he wants Romney. So any opportunity he can give to showing Obama at the podium with that big bright light and the longest weekend and his whole life falling apart. We actually have a caller. Can we take a call? Hold on 1 second. Let's see, we have Art on the line. Is that correct? Art, you're on the Pete Santilli Show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, doing great. How long have you been on hold? I'm sorry about that.
I don't know. I really wasn't paying attention. I was just kind of listening to you guys talk until you got to me. I don't get in a hurry, and I'm not like some guys who complain about sitting on hold for 45 minutes.
What's on your mind?
Know, I've probably been sitting here for about, 15 minutes. I don't know. I just really wasn't paying much attention to it.
I'm terribly sorry about that.
No big sweat off my back, man. I wait my turn just like everybody else.
What's on your mind, Art?
Actually, I originally called to ask a question about this lawsuit, but since you brought all this other craziness up, I'm kind of curious.
You know what I want you to do, Art? We're going to put you back on hold, and I'm going to take your call right after the break. We're going to have a discussion. I'm sorry to keep you on hold for so long. I didn't catch that, but can you wait on hold so I can talk to you after the break?
Sure, no problem.
Let me finish up with David Vanderbeek. I definitely want to talk with you, all right?
All right.
So the least I could do. David.
Yeah. Let me just mention this other piece.
We have about a minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah, this other piece, it's from survivalistblog.net. And, over in the East Coast, they've called out the National Guard to help with everything, and so now having troops on the street as a result of the hurricane, it normalizes again having troops on the street because they're there at the patrolling the gas stations where they're having the violence. Now, there was this article that was put out by InfoWars that doomsday preppers will be treated as terrorists, but in survivalistblog.net, they did a fact check on that, and what he was talking about is how he's not been able to find any National Guardsmen to verify that report that doomsday preppers will be treated as terrorists. So on the one hand, one of the things that I want to bring up is that we have all this stuff that's thrown at us that can cause us to be anxious and afraid, but I'm not really interested in spreading that kind of anxiety and fear if it's not warranted. I want to be accurate in my emotional reactions. And so I want to be as factual as I can. I don't know the role of this hurricane, to be honest. I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know what the Obama administration is going to do for their revenge if they get, if they get elected, if they get reelected.
But I can
tell you this. I've been talking more and more about Black Americans because I think they have a sense that slavery is coming back, and that's what they're talking about. They can sense it because it's in their DNA to sense it because they have had those recent ancestors that were slaves. And I don't think the rest of America really gets that yet.
Yeah. David, thanks for being on. We'll see you. We'll see you next Friday. Thanks for your appearance, and
we'll be talking through the week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we come back. I'm gonna make it up to Art calling in. I missed that on the board. I apologize. Got so engrossed in these topics. So I'll talk to Art. Got Kyle waiting, Tennessee on line one. So I'll be taking your call as soon as we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, between Iran, between Benghazi, between the elections, right? The elections are very, very important to talk about. How about the Mexico drug war? What's going on the border there? We have to talk about that. You don't want to be distracted. Stay there. We'll bring it to your attention.
The Pete Santilli Show, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Host Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
You know, I think now it's official. I am a member, I think officially with that title, a member of the Guerrilla Media. That's right, the Guerrilla Media. And that's what Vinnie Eastwood calls it, the guerrilla media. I'd rather be part of that guerrilla media. Vinnie Eastwood actually posted today's interview that I had with him. Yes, I am giving him a big thumbs up. And let me tell you how generous I am towards people that I believe are doing the right thing at the right time here in the guerrilla media. That's why I'm giving that endorsement. I mean, if all my listeners left and went to Vinnie at this point in time, they'd actually be in good hands. And that's what I mean by an endorsement. So it has to be that level of generosity to where I'm sincere about it, knowing that if all of my listeners were left behind, if they one day Bill Cooper'd me, I want you all to go to... Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. Let me go to Art. Art, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right, sir. I am so sorry that I kept you on hold for that long. That's why I wanted to bring you back. But welcome back, and welcome to the Pete Santilli Show.
No problem, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Let's go back to the lawsuit. Let's talk about that, because you had that on your mind, and then we can cover some of these important topics here. But I'll give you a few minutes. I have a couple other callers behind you.
You got to talk about Valerie Jarrett, and that just really got my dander up. Well, the question about the lawsuit was, many of us believed it, and we well. Not a belief anymore, it's a statement of fact. The economy is going to collapse, and all these pretty printed pieces of green paper ain't going to be worth spit. So let's say, for the sake of argument, you win this case. What good is that $42 trillion going to do when it won't even buy you $10, won't even buy you a loaf of bread?
That's right. When everything collapses, what can we do? Now, what's your question in that regard? What happens
what
when
good is
everything
all
collapses?
That 42, if you won the case, what good would that $42 trillion do to the people when $10 won't even buy you a loaf of bread at that point?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, you broke up. Here's what I want to have done. If $43 trillion will shut them down, whatever that dollar amount is, I think we need to dissolve these banks and take the money changers and kick them to the curb. So regardless of what they have done this to the value of our currency, I don't think that we need them anymore. I want to get the printing press from the Federal Reserve, put it back in the Treasury. When we print money,
this isn't about returning the money to the people. This is about destroying them the way they destroyed this country.
Well, you know what? I think it's
about...
If we need to destroy them, if that's what it takes in order to preserve the integrity of the people's money, I'm all for that. I think we dissolve them. They should all go bankrupt, just like they should have in 2008. They should have been bankrupted. That's free market capitalism. Allow them to fail for the mistakes they made. No, instead, we bail them out, they took all the profits, and we got stuck with all the debt and the death and destruction, right?
Yeah, I agree, and so I guess we're on the same page there. I was just kind of curious as to how that was going to work out. But now, this Valerie Jarrett thing. Let me see. The idea is to begin targeting anyone who opposes Obama or opposed his reelection. Well, let's look realistically at this. I have well, and I do mean well, over 7 days' worth of food in my house. I have the ability to produce all of my own food and virtually everything I could possibly need in life, with the exception of having to trade what I produce for things that I can't produce that I'm going to need. I use binoculars. I use a watch. I don't let people peer over my shoulder when I'm texting my wife. I do all of these crazy things that they say could possibly make me a domestic terrorist. I use cash. I don't have a credit card. I've never had a credit card in my life. I don't pay taxes. I don't participate in the system any more than I absolutely necessarily have to, and that's only for business purposes. And I absolutely, utterly, with a mad, deep passion driven within the fire, deep from the fires deep within my belly, oppose not only Mitt Romney, but Obama, his administration, everything these cronies stand for, everybody in Washington, and virtually every man and woman in politics. Now, Ms. Jarrett, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You want to target me? I'll tell you what. Don't send a bunch of Boy Scouts to do a job. Come yourself. Let's see what you're made of. You got my
man,
number.
You're my kind of caller. Where the heck have you been? When were you introduced to my show?
I just came across your show about a week ago.
You got to be kidding me. I've been talking about this literally for 250-something episodes, exactly the way you're speaking.
Well, I've been listening to RBN for quite a number of years now.
Yeah, this is what we're all about. Well, I believe in two things. Don't mess with me. Don't take my stuff, okay? Valerie Jarrett saying she's going to retaliate against us? Who the heck is she? Okay, you know what? Here's the deal, Art, and I need to take some other callers here. Here's what, and I've done this. I have called the Secret Service and asked them to go into the Oval Office and arrest President Obama. To arrest him. This man is a treasonous bastardo. He needs to be arrested by law enforcement and military. And we need to pull Valerie Jarrett out of that seat and pull these communists out of that White House. Shut the place down. Don't fill it with Mitt Romney and his bankster friends. That's not the solution. Shut the place down. We'll take care of ourselves. We will rebuild this place. We'll do it for ourselves. We'll take care of ourselves better than Valerie Jarrett ever could. I don't need her EBT cards. I don't need Barack Obama's NDAA basketball. Okay? Hey, man, I really like you. I want you to continue listening. Call in anytime, okay?
All right, man.
All right. Good talking to you. Hey, Kyle, Tennessee, line one.
Hey, Pete, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. What's going on in Tennessee?
Dude, I'm living the dream, bro. Living the dream. You know, this is Tyron Spain.
Oh, what's up, Tyron? Now I know who you are. What's going on, Tyron?
All right. Well, hey, look, I know you're probably pressed for time. We're coming up on the end of the show. I don't want to get all, hogging up your time, but I want to do a multifaceted thing here. First and foremost.
Can you do it in 5 minutes? Because I have Jason on line three, but can you do it in 5 minutes?
Oh, roger that, yes. Okay, so first and foremost, No Messiah has been posting their link to their Bankster video Indiegogo thing. I just kicked down 25 bones, the least I could do. They put out good music. They got $75. $2,000 is the goal. I mean, people, come on, man. $10, $5, whatever. Just kick down something. Seriously.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. I haven't taken a look at that in a while, but we absolutely need to support their efforts, especially because these guys are in a bunker in Canada, supporting our country more so than most people here in the U.S.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're kicking out good tunes, and the message, if anything, is golden. Next thing, I got a couple new people here tonight. Laura, I don't know if she's still, I don't think she's in the chat room anymore, but I believe she's still listening. So, Laura, she's listening, and my brother Pete up in Cincinnati, he's checking the show out. Wanted to give them a shout-out.
That's awesome.
Now, I was listening
while
I was on hold.
Welcome to the Pete Santilli Show.
What's that?
I said welcome to the Pete Santilli Show to all those people. And by the way, going back to No Messiah, if you guys can get them to, as soon as you get them to $250, I'll kick in $250 on the spot. We'll keep this going. You guys help them out. They're doing a lot for us. And if you don't know about their politics and what they're doing with their metal music, you need to find out. But go ahead.
All right, cool. Well, you know, I was listening when I was on hold. I was checking out, you know, what Art was saying, and I was already kind of thinking that I wanted to talk about this. You know, I listen to a guy like Art, and I can hear it in his voice. He feels like we do. I mean, he's pissed off, and righteously so, And you know, we all have these thoughts and these concepts that we kind of keep, maybe we play our cards a little close to our chest. Even you, Pete, you know, have to kind of draw the line somewhere on to what level you can really say what you feel. You know, I mean, you really put it out there, but I think you're holding back a little, and it's cool. I understand. I get it. I think we all get it. But Bozo brought this up the other day in the chat room. You know, I think we need to just kind of converse with people. I've had random conversations with just random people, and if it turns to politics, you can kind of gauge where somebody's at, and you just throw it out there. Hey, look, I'm thinking it might be time for revolution. And you'd be surprised how many people, you know, will jump at that. And you say, look, but this isn't a Democrat-Republican thing, okay? I'm talking straight up, take the country back, go back to the Constitution strictly, you know? Take it back, if necessary, by force. And you'd be surprised how many other people like Art and me and Bozo, and I know there's a bunch in the chat room, obviously the Santillian army, you know, we stand strong. But
that's awesome.
You follow me, though?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, let me say this in the remaining minute that I have here with you.
Okay.
Tell me
okay.
if you agree with this. This is what I believe in, and I spoke to Vinny Eastwood about this today. And this is a global thing. This isn't—he's in New Zealand. Things are happening with tyranny up there. That's the testbed for tyranny for NATO and those globalists. But I believe that everyone is just paralyzed, thinking, "Well, we still have our jobs, we still have our currency, everything's okay." It's really not okay. So what we need to condition ourselves for is the day that they make their move for martial law, the day that they turn off the internet, the day that they do any of that. That's instantly the day that they lose their jobs and we take over immediately.
Yeah, could,
they're done.
Could it be tomorrow, please?
Yeah, I want it to be tomorrow. That's why I said,
seriously.
I hope I don't come back tomorrow.
Yeah, no. Hey, Pete, you know, I say this every time. Don't want to sound like a broken record. We got less than a minute left, so I'm going to do this for you. Because it's complimentary.
Baby.
It's what
That's
we do.
Right.
All right, and dude, keep doing what you're doing. And by the way, do I have your permission to make a Pete Santilli shirt to wear to the Music City Liberty Fest tomorrow?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely, dude. If you can do that, I'd love that. Can you send me a picture?
Roger that. And Kristen Megan's going to be there tomorrow, and she's already knowing that I'm making the shirt. So hopefully we'll see each other.
She's been slacking. Put her to work. Make her take a picture for you. Hey, check it out,
dude,
man.
I'm doing it.
Word up, back to you.
I'm
Listen to this. That's right, baby. Come freaking
That's what
get
I'm
me.
Talking about.
Yep. All right, bro. All right
thanks,
Jason,
later.
Line three.
Hey, Mr. Sensei, are you there? Hello?
Jason, you're from Houston on line three. Welcome to the Peace Antilly Show.
Hey, howdy. So you're Second Amendment, huh? I've been listening to you for about 75 shows or whatnot. I found you on YouTube, and I was like, oh, my God, this guy thinks exactly like I do. Because I've been speaking just like you have on YouTube. I've been making YouTube videos for probably, I think it's been over a year and a half now.
That's and, awesome. That's YouTube, great. We has YouTube been, that way. A lot of listeners over there. Yep.
Yeah. Has YouTube been screwing with your account, too?
You know what? If they do, they're never going to stop me. Can I mention something?
Yeah, same here. They've been trying to get me on copyright stuff for the last month.
You know, they're going to do that. Just make sure you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You need to spread yourself out. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube. Any one of these Jamokes can try to take us out. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Can I say something about the Second Amendment, Jason?
Go ahead.
As a former United States Marine, I'm going to tell you this right now. I am prepared to give my life for saving our country and taking these communists out, period.
Well, at least you have the
ability. It's on like a mofo, and we're about to do this thing. Second Amendment is going to allow us to do that legally and constitutionally.
Yes. At least you had the ability to go and serve me. That for two reasons, that is not that will never be allowed under this current regime. I will never be allowed to serve for two reasons. But those are pretty interesting. But also, I don't know if I've ever heard, but you support the right for everyone, not the right of the appropriate people, the right of the people to bear arms. Correct.
I believe that there will come a day, and I know personally and firsthand of Marines that work in the armories on the military bases that at any given moment, they will open up those armories and arm all of the citizens within the local area at the appropriate time. I believe single citizen should be armed, and that should keep these pukes in check. Don't you agree?
Yes. Another thing I was going to let you know, whatever. Did you know that felons could own firearms in their own home, long guns in Texas under a law that was made in the mid 2000s?
Can I tell you something? I know felons that are stopped by laws to get their firearms. They carry AK-47s. They get a hold of them.
Yeah, it's not hard. I'll be honest, it's not hard. I've got friends that are, and I mean, under the laws, they're allowed to and whatever, but they still go to the gun range. But the laws say they're not supposed to do it, but they still go and do it, and they don't go shoot people up.
I have to take Bozo on line two. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you know what? Welcome to the show. I'm really glad that we met up on YouTube. You're welcome to call in anytime, Jason, okay?
All right, later. Bye.
Okay, Bozo, line two. You got the minute.
What's up, brother?
Have you ever crammed everything you have to say, and you've got a lot to say, and it's very valuable, into 1 minute? Ready? Go.
Dude, my head's spinning. It's a lot later here than it is there. I go into this like local bar and these kids are talking about who to vote for, and I say, I wouldn't vote for any one of these people. It's like the Crips and the Bloods. Like, who do you vote for? And I said, well, you know, if I was gonna vote for anybody, I'd probably take Romney. At least he's not gonna take the guns away. And this chick says, well, you know what? I believe you shouldn't have guns, because I remember this dumbest MF-er I ever met in my life, like, put a gun to my head and said, look what I could do to you. I said, well, if you're so smart, how come you don't have a damn gun? Because if the crap hits the fan, what are you gonna do? And that brings me back to what I was going to talk about in New York, because I have friends in Brooklyn and Staten Island, and Staten Island is a very conservative place. It's not Democratic. There's nobody helping those people. And my buddies are telling me, dude, it's like Fort Apache to Bronx here. It's like out of control.
Control?
Dude, three more days, he says, dude, people are going to start dying in the street. Three more days, and the shit's going to hit the fan.
You got to be kidding me. Listen, you know what I want you to do? I want to spend more time with you. You've got a lot to say. And I want to, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're not going to be on RBN. We're going to be working around that schedule. But I want to have a conversation with you, uninterrupted and explicitly. I want to talk to you this weekend. Do you have time available?
I'm always available.
Okay. I want to talk to you because we really need to talk, have that conversation, and educate the public about rehypothecation, right?
Yeah, that's a big, big word. They can go look that up. They can do their homework for the next 2 days, and then they can come back and do some, put some input into this.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's a big word. Call in this weekend. As a matter of fact, let's coordinate a time so that I can give you, 20, 30 minutes at least. I want to talk with you though, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, man. That's it for callers. Listen, at any time you call me, I want to take your call. And if I screw up like I did with Art and just leave you hanging like that, I wanted to give him some extra time. I mean it so sincerely, you guys. I appreciate your loyalty, your listenership. This is not about Pete Santilli. This is about all of us. Pete Santilli, and I get told this a lot, Pete Santilli is saying the same things that everyone else is thinking. That's all I'm trying to do. I want what's best for us. I know we all want what is good for us. We're going to do this together. We're going to take this joint back. Do or die, Semper Fi.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do?
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements, made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Here it is. Here it is. This is the truth, whether anybody likes it or not. This is an absolute fact. I'm going to tell you this right now. Everyone who's listening to me that is awakened, okay? We have people that are like-minded individuals that listen to the show. If you're a regular listener, you're a like-minded individual. You believe something very important is happening, and it is. We are on the precipice, ladies and gentlemen, of deciding one of two things. One of two things is to be decided here in relatively short order, and it's not an election. Let them battle for who's going to be in charge of this collapse. Benghazi, okay, we already know what the president of the United States does. This one right here. This NDAA basketball dribbling high top Barack Hussein Obama. Who knows who the heck he is? He's got Valerie Jarrett with her hand stuck right up his spine, using him like a puppet. I didn't vote for Valerie Jarrett. She needs to be extracted from the White House. The Secret Service needs to go in the Oval Office and arrest Obama. Everything I'm calling for right now in this last 5 minutes, I'm calling for constitutional, legal, and assistance with the military. Absolutely restoration, legal restoration of our country back to a form of government that is of the people, by the people, and for the people. So help me God, I will put my life on the line for that. And when I say that, I'm speaking to you as a former United States Marine. I know that there are other law enforcement people, and you're listening to the show, and you can call me radical, terrorist, whatever. I don't care what you call me. I'm a former United States Marine. Several hundred years ago, we begun with the intent of saving our country. There are Marines right now that are about to launch on these mofos. I'm telling you right now. And if you're listening and you're in law enforcement, and you're listening and you're in the military active duty, and you're listening and you're in retired law enforcement, I want you to get ready. At the first sign of any tyrannical crap that happens, martial law, you know what you need to do? You need to talk to the troops that are in your streets. Right now, you talk to them and you tell them, thank you very much for helping. And they are helping. I see them doing that in New York. They need to know very clearly that they're not to disobey their oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. You need to talk to them now. This conditioning they're setting us up for, it's all concocted. It's all to get you conditioned to have troops in the streets. The troops should be helping the people. We're going to restore our government. We're going to fire all the Democrats and Republicans. We're going to shut the banks down. And we're going to, on the other side of the collapse, we're going to have absolute control over the money. If you see a Rothschild walking down the street, I want you to tackle them and arrest them. Place them on their citizen's arrest. I want to offer a $43 trillion reward for the arrest and conviction of any Rothschild. Anyone that can apprehend any one of those pukes, take them out. You know what? If you're on our side, I promise you that the organization that will be put in place, that will install a system of the people, by the people, for the people, you're going to be taken care of. If you're in law enforcement, choose our side. We will take care of you on the other side. If you're in the military, choose our side. You will be a hero. If you're a general in the military, become a great American hero. Take these guys out. They're communists. Let's take this joint back right freaking now. Just like we've done before, get ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, we need all of you. Arm up. Get ready to go. We're going to put these guys out of business. But we're going to bring our country back to the people of the United States of America. So help me, God, and may I expend all of my bullets defending your right to have your country back. Period. Good night. I love each and every one of you.